Hey guys, Nicholas here with an extremely important report. Watch Will Smith date a humanoid robot with 62 facial expressions. Hollywood star Will Smith released a bizarre video this week of him on a romantic date with Sophia, a humanoid robot that was granted citizenship in Saudi Arabia last year. And let's just watch this video now.
Thank you for coming. This is beautiful. I've wanted to meet you for a really, really long time. And, you know, being here with you in the Cayman Islands, I gotta say, is I'm feeling a little something. You can grab it later if you want.
So Sophia's just staring at him now.
Hello, Will Smith.
It's nice to meet you, Sophia. Let me tell you a joke.
This is an irrational human behavior to want to tell jokes.
What is a robot's favorite kind of music?
What?
Heavy metal.
She's staring at him.
I'm actually made mostly of silicone, plastics, and carbon fiber. Also, I prefer electronic music. But I don't mind 80s hip hop.
Well, you know, I made some albums back in the 80s hip hop.
I have heard your songs. Not for me.
So it goes on, and they're trying to be funny and everything else. And, you know, Will Smith's made some good movies. But this is really, if you take a look at this article here, it's an effort to normalize this robot idea. Here's an article on the Daily Mail. We'll be uploading our entire minds to computers by 2045, and our bodies will be replaced by machines within 90 years, Google expert claims. Ray Kurzweil, director of engineering at Google, believes we'll be able to upload our entire brains to computers within the next 32 years, an event known as Singularity. And our fragile human body parts will be replaced by machines by the turn of the century. And then it talks about if these predictions come true, then humans will be immortal. But I don't necessarily think this is the only possibility for humanity. There are things that are being ignored. I don't know about you, but I don't really feel I need to be uploaded into a computer. And I don't think that's all of what is possible with humanity. And basically, videos like this with Will Smith, although, of course, you know, some people wonder, is he in the Illuminati or what is the Illuminati and all this other stuff. But it really is an effort, I think, to normalize this whole AI thing. They're giving AI citizenship in Saudi Arabia. And ultimately, you have to wonder, do you want to be working for the machines? Because that's kind of where things are going right now. And do you want to eliminate humanity and become a machine. Some people think transhumanism is the only possibility for humanity. But there are so many things that are suppressed that we can do, like the Qigong hospitals in China that treated 200,000 people. I'm just going to Google it now, right? So hospital China, here we go. And Chilel, I think. I don't know how to pronounce that. World's largest medicineless hospital. And they treated 200,000 people. They had 20 Western doctors there using Qigong. They treated cancer, diabetes, arthritis, heart disease. Many of the diseases were incurable. They had, again, Western doctors there as well. China shut this hospital down. They have videos of this stuff. It was a scientific place. They used energy medicine, which is Qigong. That's basically channeling the energy of harmony and love in specific ways to other people, from people, to heal things. And basically the people end up healing themselves, even if it's using the energy direction of somebody else. It's kind of like Reiki, R-E-I-K-I. But this stuff is very real, and it's being suppressed. And there's a lot of other technology that we are capable of using consciousness that actually does not have to be something where we're uploaded into a machine and who's controlling the machine. Because there are either going to be robots or some sort of agenda that we might not agree with, that they make this sound great and then you're not really in control of it. So there are other alternatives available, and I just think that we need to be aware of it when we see these videos. I actually heard a Geico commercial, the insurance company, the other day saying something about you can't change your DNA, which actually is actually not true in my opinion. But if you become half cyborg, that's cool. And this is selling car insurance on the radio, and they're making like laser sounds, like you're shooting lasers out of your eyes, and they try to make it cute and funny to become half cyborg. And other places having chipping parties. If you Google a chipping party, Wisconsin, where people in Wisconsin at a certain company, they had a Wisconsin company holds chip party to microchip workers. Some people call this the mark of the beast. This is sort of, you know, Elon Musk has said AI is kind of like summoning the demon or satanic, and the mark of the beast from the Bible. And it's really just a control mechanism. Is it evil or not? I'm not sure. But you don't need to be part of a machine and a controlled hive mind. I think our government and all of us have a long way to go with trust, right? And revealing the actual agendas, like where our $20 trillion went that the Pentagon can't account for and things like that. So just something to keep in mind. Let us know your comments. Believe.love is our website, or youtube.com/believe loves you. And we can forgive these people and, you know, send love to them and everything else. But it's okay to be aware of the agendas going on. And it's okay to want a different agenda and to present different agendas to these people, to celebrities. And, you know, we don't have to say that maybe they're evil, but we can present different agendas to the head of Google engineering and to Will Smith and everybody else, and, you know, just kind of offer them a different path as well through love and exploring the technology that's already within you. So I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Leave your comments. I look forward to it, and we'll speak again soon.